Last Wednesday, on Valentine's Day, a 19-year-old white male walked into his former high school in Parkland, Florida, with a semi-automatic rifle, and he killed 17 people. The students themselves, who were the victims of the bloody rampage, they're pressing for change in a way that their generation never has before.
This week, the students met with Mark Rubio and a representative from the NRA at a Florida town hall, and Rubio said he's going to look at the size of magazine clips and think
about whether he wants to regulate that. He's not going to ban assault weapons, he said. He's not going to commit to not taking any more money from the NRA, he said. And Cornyn, our own Senator John Cornyn, well, he's more adamant than ever about fixing NICS. But first, before we get into what's going on in Texas to address this issue, let's hear from a student from Parkland.
If the president wants to come up to me and tell me to my face that it was a terrible tragedy and how it should never have happened and maintain telling us how nothing is going to be done about it, I'm going to happily ask him how much money he received from the National Rifle Association. $5,800. Is that how much these people are worth to you, Trump? If you don't do anything to prevent this from continuing to occur, that number of gunshot victims will go up, and the number that they are worth will go down. And we will be worthless to you. To every politician who is taking donations from the NRA, shame on you.
Gonzalez, a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where the shooting took place. Gonzalez spoke during a gun control rally in Fort Lauderdale last Saturday. The tape you heard is courtesy of democracynow.org. Like Gonzalez said, since 1989, the NRA has contributed about $30 million to politicians, and in 2017, it spent more than $5 million on such direct political payments to mostly Republicans. This is according to the Center for Responsive Politics,
which tracks the money. The organization also publishes a list of who in Congress gets paid the most by the gun rights groups.
Number four on the list was John Cornyn, the longtime U.S. Senator from Texas. Since 1989, Cornyn has received more than $189,000 from gun rights groups,
mainly the NRA. However, this past
week, Senator Cornyn, who is not up for re-election this election cycle,
has been a rare Republican talking about gun violence after last week's shooting massacre. In fact, he spoke about it the very next day, on
February 15th, on the U.S. Senate floor, where he said he had a plan to strengthen the criminal background check system for gun buyers.
Today we mourn the loss of the life of at least 17 people at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. There are some things we can do to help lessen the likelihood of such terrible tragedies. Something we could do that would, I'm confident, save lives. We can fix our broken background check system and prohibit dangerous individuals who've been convicted of serious crimes from acquiring firearms legally.
The plan authored by Cornyn, which enjoys bipartisan support, is called the Fix NICS Act. NICS stands for the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. Earlier this week, Senator Cornyn spoke to the president about the Fix NICS Act, and the president's spokesperson said the president isn't opposed to it. Among many other things,
the Fix-Nix Act,
according to Cornyn's website,
will hold federal agencies accountable if they fail to upload relevant records to the background check system.
It was such a failure
that proved deadly in Sutherland Springs, Texas, where a man killed 26 people and injured 20 more with an assault rifle at a Texas church in November. Cornyn explains what happened there.
Shortly after the shooting, we learned that the shooter had a significant criminal history of domestic violence and mental illness that should have prevented him from purchasing firearms. He simply lied when he purchased these firearms from a federally licensed firearms dealer, but because the information had not been uploaded by the Air Force into the NICS background system, it simply wasn't available to prevent him from purchasing these guns.
According to Cornyn, the Fix-Nix Act would also create a domestic abuse and violence prevention initiative to help ensure that felons and domestic abusers are excluded from purchasing firearms under the current law. We spoke to Ed Scruggs, who was a board member for Texas Gun Sense, who said he thinks the Fix-Nix Act is a good idea. But he said that when it was passed by the House, the Republicans inserted a poison pill.
It passed in the House, but the House added a very controversial bill onto it called concealed carry reciprocity, which would mean that anyone in all the 50 states could carry a concealed weapon, and they wouldn't have to abide by specific state laws. They could abide by their own state law, even when they travel to another state. Very controversial bill that Democrats have opposed for quite some time. So it was kind of a poison pill attachment when it went over to the Senate. So it sat there because Senator Cornyn didn't want to take the bill up that way because it wasn't designed that way. So it sat in the Senate because they want a clean vote on the Fix-Nix Act, and well, that's never happened. I'm a little unclear whether the president favors a clean vote on the Fix-Nix Act, because I'm sure if they had it, it would pass, and it would have passed months ago. So he needs to come out and be very clear that he wants a clean vote on the Fix-Nix Act and take concealed carry reciprocity out of it and just let the bill be voted on as it was originally designed.
That was Ed Scruggs, who represents Texas Gun Sense, a 5-year-old Austin-based advocacy organization that works to educate and influence state and local policymakers. Scruggs said that his organization primarily works on the state level, but he said his organization, it isn't pushing for a ban on assault rifles.
We believe that ultimately that question is going to be settled on the federal level through congressional action is probably the only way it's going to be settled.
Texas Gun Sense did, however, support a piece of legislation that addressed the problem of gun violence and who has the guns. During the last legislative session in Texas, the group worked on a new piece of legislation, but it never left committee. The bill that they were working on is called a Lethal Violence Protection Order, and similar laws are proposed right now in 19 states. Scruggs said that the law would work like this. Say, there's a troubled individual in a family, a father, a son, someone living in the house. Members of the family could go to a judge and request that the individual's guns are taken away temporarily, kind of like a restraining order for guns.
This is a law that we believe could have very well prevented the Florida shooting. Everything points to this teenager had severe mental issues, violent threats, attacked his mother. The police were called multiple times, and he was just out of control. In theory, the family could have gone to a judge, to the court. They perhaps could have acted, and it may have been an avenue for him to seek the help that he needed. It's controversial because some gun rights activists, they see that as gun confiscation. They see that as violating the suspect's right to protect himself or herself for that period of time. But it's very much a common sense from a legal and public safety standpoint, very sensible, we believe. And so we'll keep coming back with that one and keep bringing family members to testify how this could have saved them from some tragedy. And hopefully they'll give that one a look. I think that's one thing coming out of the Florida shooting. You might see some movement on those bills across the country in states, because it's very clear that it could have helped here.
So for now, the Fix-Nix Act appears to be getting political focus right now,
and we'll have to wait and see what Congress comes up with to address the gaps in the criminal background system that everyone admits are there.
Meanwhile, the NRA will keep contributing to politicians, encouraging them to spike solutions with gun owner concessions like the one that Scruggs mentioned that would allow concealed carry license holders to carry their gun across state lines worry-free, new laws like the Lethal Violence Protection Order and curbing the background check loopholes for people who buy guns from private individuals and hobbyists at gun shows, according to advocates like Scruggs with Texas Gun Sense, are popular and are sensible. And are gaining traction, state by state. And yes, NRA money and influence is a problem, he said.
It is very, very difficult in the current political culture within the state. The NRA is very influential. It makes it harder for those representatives to have any room to move on some of this legislation. We've actually had bipartisan support for certain ideas, or we've had good comments from some Republican lawmakers, but they'll say, if you think I'm going to vote on that, think again, because it's in their district. The way the district is laid out, it doesn't give them much room to avoid a primary. The NRA is very good at what it does in terms of lobbying their folks, and their voters show up. Even though I'm convinced it's not the majority of voters by any stretch of the imagination, it might be the majority of voters within a gerrymandered district.
This is the People's News. I'm Brandon Moeller.